Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin. Welcome back to Daf in Practice. On today's Daf, Maseches Sukkah, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, all the way in the bottom, right before the new Mishnah, the Braisa tells us that Hutar Egdo Biyomtuf Ogdo Kaguda Shayerek. Let's say a person's egged of the lulav, let's say it unties, but it falls apart. What can a person do in Yontif in order to fulfill the requirement of an egged? So Gemara says you should do an aguda shayerek, you should wrap it around each other. So Gemara says, why wrap it around each other? Why not make a niva, tie a bow? Ula anve, asks the Gemara. So Gemara says, because this braisa goes like Rabbi Yehuda, holds that a niva is a kshirim al yasahi, that tying a bow is a real kesher, it would be a violation of yontif, a violation of Shabbos, the melacha of kosher, and therefore you can't do this. Implication is, according to the way we paskin, that making an aniva, making a bow on Shabbos or Yom Tov would be mutter, then ideally a person should make a bow on Yom Tov in order to fulfill this requirement of an aniva, of a kesher. Had we paskim? If we take a look in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tav, Reish, Nun Alf, we have two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, and we find the third opinion in the Gra, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah. So Shulchan Aruch writes, Vimlo Agdo Bimbod Yom, O Shehuta Agudo, let's say you person forgot to tie the kesher before yontif, or it unraveled somehow on yontif. Very easy. Mechaber writes, "If shala ogdo b'yomtif b'kesher gomer, you can't tie a full night. Not ela ogdo b'aniva. You're allowed to tie a bow because we assume that a bow is permitted on Shabbos. That's the Shulchan Aruch's understanding, and that's one approach. The Rama writes, "Yesh misha kasu la'asos hakesher b'derech acher." There are others who suggest take a different approach. Shekurchin svivo shloshe minim elu. You should wrap around the three minim, the lulav, hadasim, and rabos. V'tochen rosha kerach tocha agol hakarach. So wrap it around and take the end and just kind of stuff it in the wrapping, and this way it stays that way. That's the second approach of the Ramah. The Ramah adds v'chein nogin. That is the practice, to wrap it around and stick it inside. Now, the Mishnah Berurah comments, he says the Magid Ram says this is a tzarech ian to do this even during the weekday, because the Mordechai, although the Mordechai says one could wrap around the three minim, it's only true if mitchila kosher pamachas. First you need to tie a knot and then wrap it around each other, v'acharkach korich, and then you've accomplished kosher shnei ksharim, zeh agav zeh. Because the halacha of an eged is you have to have a double knot. So if you tie it once, and then you wrap it around and stuff it in, that's a second knot. But just to wrap it around and stuff it in the end, that's only one knot. And so too, he says, Achar kach matzasi shagama grom mitame al zeh. The Gra also had a problem with this. So the Orach HaShabbos in Perek Yud Har Orach of Alf, it says he proves from the Gra that the Gra says you would be allowed to do this in Yontif. What you should do on Yontif is tie one knot of the whatever you're using to tie around the three minim, then wrap around the three minim, and then at the end, stuff it in order to fulfill the requirement of the kesher agave kesher. So you have two approaches. You have the approach of the mechaber, which is to tie a bow, and then the approach of the ramah, which is then, qualified by the Mishnah Berurah and the Gra, that you should first tie it, and then wrap it around, and stuff it in the inside of the wrapping.